latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are Monday's Manchester United headlines, and reports are emerging that Jose Mourinho is looking to move on two significant players from the Manchester United squad, players that were heavily involved under Louis van Gaal last season, and United fans will not be too happy with their identities. Juan Mata, a very popular figure among the fans, is a player who Mourinho has of course got rid of before he sold him to David Moyes and Manchester United over 2 years ago. Mata has gone on to be a pretty regular fixture under Louis van Gaal over the past two seasons, but Mourinho still harbours doubts about the player's pace, about his ability to track back, and his grasp of the tactical side of Mourinho's preferred system. It looks like he could be on his way. Another player who Mourinho is looking to get rid of is apparently Daley Blind. United, of course, were very happy to get Blind in from Ajax 2 years ago. Louis van Gaal, one of his first signings. He's a utility player, but was made into a centre-back last season. That's where Mourinho apparently has his doubts about whether Blind has the physical aspects that he would require in a centre-back. He does still not have the best pace, and of course height is also an issue against the biggest centre-forwards. Well, there's also reports claiming that Timothy Fosu-Mensah is set to be offered a new contract by United. That will come on the back of the signing of Marcus Rashford and Cameron Borthwick-Jackson to new long-term deals, and would represent possibly Mourinho signalling his intent to blood some more young players over the course of his tenure. And also reports in Spain and Portugal that Andre Gomes is a rumoured target of the club. Of course, the Valencia midfielder is well known to Mourinho, being Portuguese, and also to his agent Jorge Mendes, who represents him and his interests at Valencia. It was said that Juventus had failed with a €30 million plus €20 million bonus bid recently. United could get their man for €40 million, according to the latest.